All right, let's take our Bibles this morning and let's turn back to the book of Psalms, please. And we're going to specifically look at Psalm 46. Psalm 46. And I want to read just one verse and preach from that one verse this morning. And I was trying to read through the Psalms the other day, and I got to Psalm 46 and I stopped. And right here is where the message came from. So thank the Lord for His guidance, and I feel confident that this is the message that God wants us to hear this morning. All right, let's look at verse 1. The Bible here says, God is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, let me say that again. Let me read it again. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When you find yourself in a troubling situation, where do you look for help? Where do you go to? Who do you go to? Now, many folks will look to a counselor or to a therapist, or they will go to their pastor and look for help. And still others, sadly, will go to a bottle, and they will look to a bottle to deaden the impact of the trouble that they have to face. And of course, there are many others who will simply look to their friends. They will find one of their friends and unload their world of troubles upon their friends. But you see, the people of God have the blessed privilege of looking to our Heavenly Father. There is a reason in the Bible that one of the names of our God is that He is our Father. You see, as a father, the Lord God cares for us. When we're facing difficulty and trouble, we can look to Him. I have told you before that when I was growing up, I thought my dad hung the moon. I thought my dad was Charles Atlas. I thought he was the smartest man I had ever known in my life. And there wasn't anything that he didn't know. There wasn't anything he couldn't fix. I just felt that way about my dad, and still do. And I think my dad is one of the greatest men that I've ever met, hands down. I believe that. Well, he's my father, and you ought to feel that way about your father. We all ought to feel that way about our fathers. But the people of God have the blessed privilege of looking to our Father when we are facing trial. And David said here in this verse that God is a very present help. He is a present help. You see, He is a help for me now, right now, in the midst of what we are facing as a country and as a people. God is here to help us. That's why a few moments ago, and why on Wednesday night and on last Sunday, and on the Wednesday night before that, and the Sunday before that, I have prayed and asked the Lord, our Heavenly Father, to put His arms around the people of the Church of the Open Door and protect us from this virus. And I think we all ought to pray in that direction. Pray that the Lord, our Heavenly Father, will watch over us, His children, as we are in this time of trouble. So notice, He is not going to make us wait for a month and then help us. No, He is a present help. He is here to help us today, right now. He is a present help. And folks, that is a wonderful thing to know. That is just absolutely a wonderful thing for any believer to have settled in his mind and in his heart. If you are having a bout with some disease, let's say you're having a bout with pneumonia, you need a doctor today, right now, presently. You don't need to say, oh, well, I'll wait and go to the doctor in a month. No, you need a doctor now. You need one presently. You need help today. And you certainly don't want to sit around and wait for a few months for help. You want that help now. And so what a great text this is for all of us who are now in a time of trouble. For we have the assurance that our God is a very present help in a time of trouble. Thank the Lord for this verse. Now, David says three things about God's help in this verse that I want to point out to you. I think we need to know and understand what these three things are, because I need to know about his help that is available, and so do you. We're all under the same threat here, and so we need to know, we need to understand. And I want you to listen carefully this morning so that you can get a good understanding of what David said about God being our help. First of all, I want you to notice that David says God's help is a place of shelter. David says that God's help is a place of shelter. Look at the verse. In the first part of the verse, David says, God is our refuge. Now, you know what a refuge is. A refuge is a shelter. And so David says that God's help to us is a place of shelter. Now, we sing one of the songs in our hymn book, a great hymn. I love this hymn. And it goes like this. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. So why do we need a refuge? Why do we need a place of shelter? Well, when we are under attack, we need a place where we can find protection from the storm around us. As I was preparing this on Thursday, many years ago, my mind went back to many years ago, there was a golf course just out the road from where we lived. And ironically, we lived in a little town called Tornado. And so that golf course was just around the road there a little bit. And so one Saturday afternoon, four of us guys from the church, we went out there to play 18 holes. And it was a beautiful day when we went. We got in the got on the golf course, and the sun was shining, and it was just a beautiful sunny day. And then about halfway into the round, all of a sudden, it started to cloud up. And we were on the backside of the golf course, and of course, as far away from the clubhouse as you could get. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came a thunderstorm just rolling over the mountains that were out to our west. And that thunderstorm just hit. Boom, it just hit. And we were in the golf cart on this big, long par five. And I noticed as we went past this little pump house, I figured it was a pump house because that's all I ever heard when I was around it, was the sound of pumps running and taking water out of the Coal River and putting it probably into their irrigation system. But I noticed as we went past that building on the hole that we were on, and we were on the green when this thunderstorm hit. Now, it is not good to be out on a golf course when a thunderstorm comes and you've got a lightning rod in your hand. That's not the smartest place to be. And so when the storm came over, all of a sudden the lightning streaks were everywhere. And the thunder was crashing and the rain started coming and it was raining sideways. The winds were just howling. And being on the backside of that golf course and the furthest away from the clubhouse that you could get, I just immediately thought, as I noticed when we went by, that the door was open on that little pump house. And so I said to the guys, the door on that pump house down there is open, and we jumped in our carts and went flying down there and jumped inside the building, our hearts racing, lightning bolts crashing all around us, and even though it was a pump house, on that day, that little house became a place of refuge from the storm. Now, the minute we got in that place, every one of us started to breathe again. I mean, when you can hear the lightning going to ground around you, that's pretty dangerous stuff. And so we stayed in that building until the storm was past. And David says, I want you to get that picture in your mind now. David says, in the time of storms, God is our refuge. God is our shelter. You see, we hear almost every year about someone being caught unawares by a storm or by a flash flood, in the wintertime an avalanche. I mean, we hear about these things all the time. People lose their lives in the storms that hit our earth. And because there was no shelter nearby, there are many times where there is a loss of life. Now, I remember when we were in Joliet, Illinois, we went there right after the Plainfield tornadoes, where so many people lost their lives. And Plainfield was a little suburb of Joliet, where we moved, where Ridgewood Baptist Church was, that I pastored. And when that tornado went through Plainfield, it tore several schools apart, and folks were killed in those schools. They had to be rebuilt, and when they were rebuilt, they made a great to-do about the fact that those schools were rebuilt to a higher standard, and they were built so that they could withstand the force of a tornado coming against them. Now, listen to me, church. God has provided in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a shelter from the storm. That storm is the eternal judgment of God that is coming. And no storm is worse than that storm is going to be. There has never been a storm on this planet that will be as strong as that coming judgment is going to be. If we are saved, however, from our sins, we are, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are sheltered from the worst of all storms that is coming, the storm of God's wrath. So thank the Lord that God is our refuge. Now, let me ask you this. Is God your refuge today? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? For you see, there's no other refuge than the refuge of God's Son. Now, second thing I want you to notice here. David says that not only is God's help our place of shelter, but then notice that, secondly, that God says, or David says, that God's help is a source of strength. Now, that's clearly in the verse there. He says, God is our refuge, he's our shelter. But then David says, and God is our strength. David says that God is our strength. In other words, we get our help from God's strength. You see, sometimes our troubles are stronger and greater than we are. But there is never a trouble, there is never a problem that is bigger than God. God is our strength. We get our help from God's strength. And I'm telling you, folks, every believer needs God's might and God's strength. You see, it takes a great deal of strength in this old evil world in which we live. It takes God's strength to enable us to live for the Lord. You're not going to be able to live for the Lord in your own strength. You see, there is someone who doesn't want you living for the Lord. And he's a little bit stronger than we are. Matter of fact, he's a whole lot stronger than we are. The devil is stronger than any of us. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The devil may be stronger than us, but mark it down, he is not stronger than our God. And so we can trust in our God. We can lean upon him. He's not only our shelter, but he's also our strength. And it takes a whole lot more strength than what we have in ourselves to live for the Lord. It takes a great deal of strength to overcome temptation. It takes a great deal of strength to get victory when the temptations are pounding around us, and those temptations are extremely powerful. But realize, Christian, they are not as powerful and they are not as strong as is our God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hey, Christian, listen. Nothing has the strength which God has. And that's your God. That's my God. That's the God of this Bible. And there is absolutely nothing that has the strength which God has. All of us have faced trials and troubles where we did not think that we were going to make it. We thought, well, this is it. I'm not going to make it through this trial, where we felt like that we were going to faint. But the Lord all of a sudden strengthened us. You see, many times the Lord allows us to get all the way to the bottom before he comes and bolsters us up and strengthens us when we need it. That's the way our God is. And folks, if God does not keep a trouble from us, mark it down, he will give us the strength to bear the trouble when it comes. If God, let me say that again, if God does not keep a trouble from us, he will give us the strength to bear that trouble when it comes. Do you remember what Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13? I'm sure you do, because many of you have claimed that verse as your life verse. And that verse says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, folks, David said it in the Old Testament. Paul said it in the New Testament. The Lord is our refuge. God is our refuge. But not only that, God is also our strength. Now, I know that there are a great many folks who think they have the strength to overcome whatever comes their way, whatever trouble may come after them. But these folks often end up spiritual disasters. You see, only the Lord can strengthen us so we can make it through our trials. So, Christian, realize God is your shelter, but God is also your strength. Now, there's one more thing that I want to call to your attention about this verse. I want you to look at the last part of the verse. It says in the first part, God is our refuge and strength. But then it says, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Very present. Now think about that. You know what David is saying right there? God is saying, or David is saying that God's help is steadfast. It is a present help. It is a steadfast help. The many will promise that they're going to be there for us, but then when the troubles mount, they forsake us and they give us no help at all. But David says that God will be there. You see, our God is steadfast. He is sure. Now, don't forget, the writer of the book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 13 and verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As a matter of fact, God really shines out. I mean, God just shines out in a time of trouble. That's where we see our God doing some of his best work, is when we're in the midst of our troubles. When others run off because of the trouble, you can be assured God is going to come to your rescue. You see, God is a very present help in a time of trouble. And we need to understand that phrase. We need to think about it and realize what the Lord is promising us here and what the Lord is describing for us here. And what he is describing is this: our God is fully accessible. Fully accessible. In other words, God is going to come to our refuge. He is a very present help in time of trouble. And we need to see something else about this phrase. When looking at it, we see just how accessible the Lord is. He is only a prayer away. That's how accessible our God is. Think about that, Christian. God is so accessible to us. He is a very present help in trouble, very present, which means that all you and I have to do is just say, Dear Heavenly Father, and then realize that God hears and God is there. There is no trouble. There is no trial. There is no problem in which God cannot step in and give us the victory. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. I remember several years ago when going through a trial, and I went to the Lord in prayer about that trial, and it was just like there was a hush around me. It's just like and I remembered what God said to Elijah, be still and know that I am God. Be still. And I just sat there after saying, Dear Heavenly Father, with tears in my eyes and fully depending and leaning upon the Lord. And after all that was over and God had blessed and God had given me the answer that I needed for the trial that I was going through, I remember thinking how, wow, God was only a prayer away. I went through about a week of suffering and anguish and agony because I tried to deal with it myself. But when I finally got to the place where I was humbled and broken and realized that I needed help and bowed my head and said, Dear Heavenly Father, it was just like God Almighty reached down and picked me up and set me in front of Him and said, Yes, son, what can I do for you? You see, that's how present God is. And that's how I described it when I told the story. It was just like God was right there and I was praying and talking to Him. So folks, my point is there is no trouble, there is no trial, there is no problem that you and I will ever have to face where we cannot take a moment and call upon our God and realize that He is a very present help. He's not just a present help, He is a very present help. You see, one of the things you learn when you go to Bible college, you take this course called Bible Doctrines. Everybody has to take it. It's a standard Bible Doctrines. And what they do, it's a two-semester course, three-hour course, meets 3 hours every week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that course is where you learn all the doctrines, major doctrines of the Bible. And one of the first things you learn is what are called the attributes of God. Now, what does the Bible say about who God is? That's what attributes are, His characteristics. What are the characteristics of God? What does the Bible say about who God is? And we know that the scriptures tell us that God has certain attributes. God has certain characteristics, all right? Let me give you one. God is omnipotent. Now, that simply means that God is all-powerful. There is absolutely nothing God cannot do, all right? He is all-powerful. Then, secondly, God is omniscient. That means that God knows everything. Now, I know some folks who think they're omniscient, but they're not. Only God is omniscient. Only God. Then there is another one. God is immutable. And I remember sitting in doctrines class going, what in the world does immutable mean? I had never heard that word in my life. If you used that word in West Virginia, you'd get rocks thrown at you. I didn't know what it was. And so I had to listen very carefully. And finally, the teacher interpreted the word for us when he said, God is immutable, or in other words, God never changes. And then there's one more. There is a fourth attribute, and these are called the primary attributes of God, the main attributes of God. And the fourth one is omnipresent. Omnipresent, which means that God is everywhere at once. God cannot be confined. God cannot be limited. He is everywhere at once. Now, what's that mean? Well, that means exactly what David said right here, that God is always present to help us. He is everywhere at once, everywhere at the same time. He is present to help us. And then, because God is omnipotent, there is nothing too hard for him to handle. So God's attributes have this verse covered from top to bottom. We know all the way through the Bible that the Word of God teaches us that God never changes. God is all-powerful. God is omniscient. He knows everything. But God is also omnipresent. So that means that God is always present to help us. My dear friend, listen, there is not anything better for us to do during this time of crisis in our country. There is nothing better for us to do as believers than to just get right up close to God and realize that God is our refuge, and to realize that God is our strength, and to realize that God is a very present help in trouble. You know, the one thing in this troubling day that we can count on, one thing that we can find comfort in, is the fact that this wonderful verse tells us something that we all need to know. I need to know it. You need to know it. Our kids need to know it. Our God, the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, our God is our shelter. He is our refuge. God is a place of shelter where we can get in and find safety through the storms of life. Our God, the God who adopted us into his family and made us one of his own, our God is our strength. He's our shelter and he's our strength. And our God, the God who has redeemed us eternally, the God who calls us his children, is always on our side. He will never forsake us, never. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 20, he said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And Christian, let me tell you something. Your God is going to be with you. Now, it is imperative that we trust him, especially during this time. You say, "Pastor, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?" I don't know. I don't know. I wish I did know. I would tell you if I knew. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. The governor may come in tomorrow and do what states all around us are doing and say, "You've got to stay home. You've got to stay inside." I don't know what's going to happen. I do know this. I know, though, that God is our shelter. And I know that God is our strength. And I know that God is a steadfast. He is going to be there for us. Not a month from now, right now, today. Not 2 years from now, when all this is over and we have a vaccine and things get back to some semblance of normal, if they ever do. No, God is now, today, right now, present and ready to help and bless his people. So folks, let's keep trusting in the Lord. Just keep trusting in the Lord. This virus did not creep upon God unwaringly. He knew. God knew what was going on. And he has given us all these promises for a time of trouble. And I think we all have to stand here this morning and admit that we've had it pretty good. Our generation has had things pretty good. And now we're faced with this crisis. We're faced with this trouble. And every one of us is wondering, what's next? What's going to happen next? Well, I tell you what ought to happen for God's people. God's people ought to realize that God is our shelter, and God is our strength, and God is our steadfastness. Folks, trust in Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I mean, just trust in Him. If you look over at Psalm 48 and verse 1, David says here, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness." Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great King? Folks, listen, we serve a powerful God. We serve an unchanging God. We serve an omnipotent God. And that God cannot be defeated by some virus. And He is our God. So let's trust that God. And let God show Himself faithful and true during this time. We've had it easy. But now things are getting a little rough. So let's learn how to trust Him in the midst of the storm. Let's close with a word of prayer. And I want you to bow your head right there where you are this morning. And I want you to pray and tell the Lord how thankful you are that He is your faithful God. I want you to tell the Lord just how much you love Him and how you're thankful that He is your refuge, your shelter. Tell Him how you're thankful that He is your strength, and let Him know that you need a little bit of that strength right now. And let Him know that that you are thankful that He is ever present. You don't have to ask next year. You can ask right here this morning. Father, give me your help in this time of need. And God will help you. All right, let's pray, and you pray. You pray for your church family daily. You pray for these requests that we're sending you and putting on the email or on the website. You pray for all these requests. Folks need our prayer. And if we can do anything during this time, the one thing we can do is pray. So let me challenge you to pray. All right, let's go before the Lord. Father, thank you now for this blessed privilege we have to come to you. And Father, we're thankful for who you are. We're thankful for this verse and what it tells us about the God that we serve. And Father, I pray you'll help us to understand your attributes. Help us to understand your promise. Help us to understand that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, in the midst of the storm, may we find the shelter that we need. The Lord's our rock, in Him we stand, a shelter in the time of storm. And Father, we are certainly in a storm, and I pray that you will shelter us and keep us healthy, keep us as a church body. Help us, Father, to stay strong and to stay healthy. For those people that are in our church dealing with illness, I pray that you will bless them. I pray you'll comfort hearts and encourage hearts. And Father, may we just find our strength in you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name and amen.